Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 11:8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. This proverb reminds us that both the righteous and the wicked have trouble. Trouble is not a stranger to either one, but when and why trouble comes and the result of the trouble differs between the righteous and the wicked. The righteous have been told to expect adversity and trouble. Our Lord suffered greatly, and should we expect anything different if we are His followers? He spoke of this in John 15:20. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Asaph in Psalm 73 enlightens us concerning the difference between trouble in the righteous and the wicked. Asaph envied the prosperity of the wicked. He compared his condition caused by envy to feet that no longer supported him, feet that were causing him to slip from his faith in God. Asaph's envious eyes magnified those things upon which they gazed, not remembering that everything envied is larger than life. He saw that the prosperous wicked had no heavy burdens that brought on death, and that they were free from the troubles that other men would bear. They were compassed about with pride in their material goods as they spoke wickedly and loftily against the heavens. Asaph wrestled with this question and asked why he should constrain himself to do right. But then he went into the sanctuary of God and learned that his problem of envy was based on timing. Asaph looked too closely to his own time frame and not to the end when all was said and done. We also sometimes have that problem, don't we? Envious eyes conflict with eyes of faith. But when God opened Asaph's eyes in his sanctuary, those same eyes that had envied looked at the end of the wicked and saw that their feet were set in slippery places. He saw that God had cast them down to destruction, and in a moment they were utterly engulfed with terrors. He saw the prosperous wicked after they passed this veil of tears, after they left this life of ease and plenty. He saw the change that took place in a moment as they entered the place of the doomed. He realized that at the first the wicked have good things, but they have them for this life only. The remembrance of those good things in eternity will embitter their misery and heighten the torment of the fire to which they are committed. He saw the wicked never relieved, never coming out of trouble. Our proverb makes the contrasts vivid. It says that the righteous is delivered, and the wicked takes his place to receive continual trouble. There is deliverance to the righteous, but none for the wicked. It all has to do with timing. It all has to do with long-range sight provided by faith in God and His working in the life of the righteous. God allows us glimpses of this truth in Bible stories of the righteous and the wicked. How quickly the wicked Haman fell from favor when God's people were delivered from the decree of death he had devised. See Haman's countenance fall, as Esther says, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." Imagine his thoughts as he heard the king's decree that he and his 10 sons be hanged on the gallows, which he had prepared for the righteous Mordecai. Daniel, what have you to say about your night with the lions? Was the pillow of their soft manes comfortable? Were you delivered and your tormentors condemned in your stead? My Bible says that Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. But Daniel, those lions were hungry, their roars were urgent. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Daniel 6:24a. Why were those lions so selective? Was Daniel not to their liking? No, Daniel believed his God commanded the lions. If God chose to feed the lions with Daniel, that would be all right with Daniel, but if he chose to use the lions as a pillow for Daniel, that would be acceptable too. Either way, Daniel would be delivered. Think of the pitiful beggar Lazarus, which was laid at the gate of the rich man. But when he died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. The rich man was brought to desolation, and in a moment was utterly besieged with terrors. In hell he lifted up his tormented eyes and begged Abraham for a cooling drop of water. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Luke 16:24. What a word is the word remember to those in hell. Remember the good things that you took as yours, not acknowledging that God had given them to your care. Remember the opportunity you were given to worship God and to serve Him in truth. What punishment it will be to the lost to remember throughout eternity the squandered opportunities of life. But Lazarus, the righteous, will rejoice to remember from what he was delivered. He will also remember the marvelous grace of his loving Lord as he rests in his arms throughout eternity.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.